Roll the music. It's the Gary Cantrell Podcast. What's up? Happy 2024. Happy New Year. I hope you guys had a tremendous holiday. And as promised, I am back. New year, new podcast, new season. Let's go. Before I even get into like my personal stuff, I want to ask you, I want to take this time right now to ask you guys, and depending on if you're watching this on YouTube or if you are somebody who listens on Spotify, look for that little Q&A button or whatever, but I want to know right now, before we go just any moment further, what is on your mind for 2024? What is something that you want to do? What is something that you want to accomplish? I'll remind you again before the end of the show. You don't have to stop it right now, but an answer. But I want you to think about that answer, and I want you to think about the things that get you motivated, that get you fired up for this year ahead, and what you want to do with that. So, yes, 2024, I'm very excited to get this year started. I talked about a lot of these things in a variety of my vlogs and the other podcasts. We won't rehash, but basically last year had, you know, a couple good spots, some kind of spots, and some spots I'd rather forget, but I'm here. I survived. I'm on the other side. It's 2024, and we're still here going strong. So, what does 2024 entail for me? I thought a lot about this, and I was kind of nervous, actually, to record this because I think I may have finally figured out, like, what is my big picture plan for YouTube, and I'm almost scared to say it because when you speak it into existence, it's like, man, if you don't come through with that, you know, there's certain circumstances people understand, but you don't want to make like this bold proclamation that something is in your plan and you want to make it happen, and then it doesn't happen. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about some of my kind of like baseline plans for kind of like the immediate future of the channel, the kind of the stuff that you're going to see, you know, like currently right now. I already recorded one video for the channel. It's not up yet. This is going to go up first. I recorded that yesterday just because I was so hyped to get that video recorded. And that one is one that a lot of people in my position of just getting monetized on YouTube at 1,000 subscribers, it's a kind of video that you make. And it's one of those ones that, you know, if you do it right, it's going to get a number of clicks, and that is how much money YouTube paid me with 1,000 subs in my first month. I'll figure out a better title and certainly a better thumbnail for it, but the video's recorded. I just need to edit it, but I wanted to get this one out first because this is more timely. You know, I don't want to say Happy New Year. Here's my goals on the third week of January, if that makes sense. So immediately speaking for the YouTube future right now. So on this channel, if you're watching this, on this channel, you're going to see this podcast. That's going to be kind of like a regular rotating thing. Like if I have my way, every podcast will have a video component. And I'm sure there'll be one or two here or there where it's just like, for whatever reason, I couldn't make it happen. But I'm going to try to set the goal of making that happen where every single podcast is on video. Spotify, who hosts this podcast, has a back end where you can upload video and watch it on the Spotify app natively. And when YouTube started doing podcasts, they allow you to enable your RSS feed so that, you know, if you have the YouTube app or YouTube Music app, you can listen to the podcast, but there's no video version. Like, there's no button like on YouTube Music. I don't know how many of you guys have YouTube Music, and this is kind of in the weeds, but just dance with me for a moment if you will. On like YouTube Music, like let's say you're listening to an album, they have like when you're listening to it, it starts default on the song, but they have a little button that toggles from song to video, and you have the option, if there's a video for that song, you can then watch the video as opposed to just listening to the song. So in my mind, I was kind of thinking that maybe that's how their podcast behaves. So if they go to Spotify for the feed, they're going to pull the audio and the video, and then you'll have that choice. Well, that's not how that worked. So when I uploaded my last podcast last month, I had to do two separate uploads. So one was the RSS feed bringing in the podcast automatically, which is, I had nothing to do with that. And then I had to separately upload the video. And I'm okay with that because on YouTube, I have that control to upload like in crystal clear 4K. 99% of people probably don't give a shit about that. And I understand and I respect it, but you have to understand that when I'm the guy that's making the videos and I watch literally all my YouTube on my TV, I want this stuff to look the best that it possibly can. And so in my position, I'm that crazy idiot who will spend the money on the camera and all the fancy gear to make sure that it looks and sounds as good as it possibly can. And this is a different rig than I had before. This is off camera. You can't even see it. I'm over here looking at stuff. I'm pointing at stuff. And even you guys on video can't see it because it's not wide enough. But I've got an audio interface here going into my Mac. It's recording the audio. And the levels look good. So I'll do some tweaking with that and make sure that it also sounds even better than I think it's going to sound. But then also on the video side, I've got 4K, 24 frames a second. This is the really nerdy shit that most of you guys don't care about, but this is just how I choose to do it. So that way, if by some off chance you're watching on a TV, and I don't care if it's 4K or 1080, it really doesn't matter. It's going to look crystal clear, and that's my goal for this podcast. Even though most people traditionally they watch my content with their phones, I mean, I think it's like over 90% of people that watch this channel watch on their phone. I don't care. I still want it to look the best that it can. So, separate upload of the podcast on YouTube. I don't know how notifications work because this is the thing I don't want. I don't want a podcast to go up and you to get two notifications. I want to respect your phone. I want to respect your notifications, and I don't want to spam you with a bunch of stuff. So if a couple of you that maybe have me on YouTube only can come back to me and tell me, hey man, when this podcast went up, the audio, I got a notification, and when the video went up, I got a notification. And that's too many. Like, I need to know, how does it look on your phone? Because I have notifications for my own channel turned on, and I don't always get them. It's so weird. But so I just need to know that. That way it's not like spamming you guys like crazy. So I just got done with my vacation. I took off like the last 2 weeks of the year, and I spent, let's say, about 85% of it like sick. And so I still have just a little bit of stuffiness and something in my voice, which is like, why would you do a podcast? I think my voice is good enough, but there's also that thing of like, I don't want to miss the podcast. Like, obviously, if I couldn't like talk at all, I wouldn't have done it, but I don't want to break the rhythm that we're trying to start here. So I wanted to make sure I got this in, even if it's not like the longest, you know, podcast ever. And that's something else, honestly, that I've kind of went back and forth on is like, how long should these be? I mean, the idea of the podcast is that they're going to be very, very, it's going to be solo. It's going to be just me. There will be a time or two where maybe a guest is warranted, and certainly I'm open to that, but that is not going to be the norm. It's going to be traditionally just me here talking with you. So, you know, I don't know that I necessarily need to go an hour or something like that. I mean, if it's 20 minutes, it's 20 minutes. I guess it all comes down to how long it takes me to speak about the content that I want to speak about. And then, you know, we kind of just go from there. So, on the YouTube channel, we already got podcasts. Check. I had to bring myself back to get back on track because, you know me, I'm the king of sidebars. So in addition to podcasts, I've kind of come down to, now this is not my big picture idea. Gotta save that. We gotta build you up, keep you listening. This is retention, people. It's retention. But basically, I've kind of devised this strategy in my mind. I don't know how good it's going to work or how much it's going to suck or whatever. But basically, I want to do the, I want to give her full credit, Sarah Dietschy. She's a tech YouTuber. She has a mentality, one for them, one for me, right? So what does that mean? Well, what it means is, it's like there are times where you make videos that necessarily you don't, not that you don't want to make it, but like it's not like your super true passion, like, you know, like reviews. Like I do want to make reviews, but I know that, you know, if it's something cool that I like and I can share with others, that's the ultimate reason why you do it. But then you also know that, you know, if you do it right, it can get you a lot of views and get you in the algorithm and generate revenue. Okay. I talked about this on the last podcast. People get really weird when it comes to money and people that are creatives that want to make money. I want to be as transparent as I can be when it comes to that, because I need everybody to know that I'm going to be here doing this regardless, but there is some part of the strategy where it's like I need to generate something, okay? Because you can't go full-time on anything if you don't go all in. You can't, you know, like I've got my day job. I can't eventually move on from this to do this full time if I don't generate something. Okay. So we're not going to be doing some scummy clickbait, like I'm jumping off a bridge in the thumbnail, but like I'm really just, you know, driving a car or something in the video, like, you know, like some real kind of like clickbait weirdo stuff. It's nothing like that. But it's one for them, one for me. So the one for them is more like the stuff about like my car and my bike and you know, tech stuff and reviews. Like that's for the algorithm. That's to get people here. We want to suck you in so that I can do the one for me, which is like the vlog videos that a lot of you really enjoyed in the month of November last year. And so it's like if you do some of the bigger picture videos of reviewing stuff and it's going to generate revenue and it's going to give me a chance to do, you know, potentially down the line, go full time on this platform. And so you do those and then you do some of the other videos that I really personally enjoy making more, which is the videos that you saw during the month of November, the raw kind of uncut. That's the kind of stuff that I really am passionate about making. But as you can see, if you were to go on my YouTube channel, those videos average 30 or 40 views. These other videos are like tens of thousands. Okay, it's miles apart. So I feel like if I come out and tell you that's what I'm going to do, that maybe you understand a little bit more. And of course, there'll be just random people that'll comment and say, this is dumb, this is stupid, you're just trying to make $1 million, and you're a liar, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're not, I don't think I'm really big enough for that yet. I have 1,000 subs. I'm on my way to 1,100 subs. Probably when I get in like the tens of thousands, maybe that's when people will start like hurling the real like dumb stuff in the comments section. But I really just want to be out in the open with that stuff, like right up front, and you know, one for them, one for me. And I think it's a great strategy. Not a lot of people say it like that. And maybe it holds a different meaning when you out and out say it like that. But that is really where I'm coming from with that. And I think ultimately it's a good strategy. Now, going to my bigger picture and what I really want to do, to where, you know, if this plan goes to where I think it's going to go, there's a chance that I'll probably just have to start a second channel where then I can just do the, you know, the vlogging type stuff, the talking to you guys, uncut type stuff, throw the podcast up on it kind of stuff. But I have a bigger plan in place, and it would have to go on this channel because this channel is already monetized. And it's like, yeah, you know, you could start a new one from scratch and build it up. But I really, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to put it where, you know, the attention is now. And that is one of the things that I watch on YouTube probably the most out of everything. Like the singular number one genre of YouTube video that I find that I watch more than anything, more than tech stuff, more than the random guy mowing his yard or whatever. Like, yeah, I watch some really crazy stuff on YouTube, but travel content, that is my number one thing that I watch. It's the content that I enjoy the most. It's long form, and I like kind of the whole idea of it. I like kind of the setup, and I've seen so many different levels of creators and kind of their spin on how they do it. And I mean, from like, let's say the Las Vegas vloggers, like the Pompsies and the Travel Rubies, Turn It Up World, Norma Jelly, like those kind of folks where they're going in and reviewing the hotels and they're like showing you cool restaurants in Las Vegas and all that. I love that stuff, right? Then you have like the Trek Trendy where he does like first class everything. He's like going on a cruise ship. He's going on trains. He's, you know, reviewing the experience of first class airfare. That's on like a different level. That's I'm nowhere near that. And then you got like, I want to shout out these names specifically because to me, like, you got to give fellow creators their props, man. When they inspire you and they show you some cool stuff that really speaks to you, you got to shout it out. And I want to make sure I do that, even if it's a smaller platform than they have themselves. But then you have, there was this channel I found recently, Miles in Transit, and it's this guy, Miles, and his friends, and they hop on like public transit buses and review them. Like, they'll get on the subway, they'll get on the bus, or even airplanes, and they review this stuff, and it's really kind of like lo-fi, low budget, like on the phone, but the personality is like a 10 out of a 10. It's just humor. It's quirky. I love it. So how do we take something like that? And how do we, how do we take all this inspiration, find my voice in it and do it? And I think that, you know, that will come in time. I'm gonna have to make some of those videos. So here's what I want to say, because you know, when you think about it, when you think about doing like a travel-based channel, there's a lot of costs that are incurred with that, right? Like you got to book your hotel, you got to book your airfare, depending on where you're going. You got to do all these things. But this is something that I really want to do. It's something that I'm very passionate about. So rather than just say like this year I'm going to become a travel channel, I want to make it a little more attainable, the goal, and say, I hope to make 5 travel videos this year. And when I say I hope to make 5 travel videos this year, I hope to make them like somewhat close together. We'll see how the momentum goes and if we can bring it, if we can rise it to something. You know, I wanna shift honestly into that world because it's just something that really speaks to me. So and it's not that we can't do other stuff. I think that if this goes to plan, like I think it will, it just means there's going to be another channel. So there you go. And as we know, a lot of the successful YouTubers have more than one channel, and they find that that's the best way. I mean, right now, I don't mind throwing a bunch of stuff on this channel because it's not like I have 100,000 subs. It's not like I just quit my job and this is like the only monetization source. And because I'm doing all these different things, it's like screwing with my reach and I'm making 10 bucks instead of 100 or whatever. But, you know, I think the channel is still small enough where we can kind of tinker and experiment. And if I tag it right, can I pull the RAV4 audience? Can I pull the e-bike audience? Can I pull the cell phone audience or whatever? Or, you know, random tech audience? And can I get these people to find these videos, individually and then come in and hang out? So that is kind of my overall goal there. And, we'll see how it works. So I think what you could expect from this year, for at least the first half of the year, we're going to do this current experiment of podcast uploads, one for them, one for me, you know, some vlogs, some bigger picture, you know, tech reviews kind of stuff that generates revenue that, you know, will get me closer to doing creative work full time. And that is the ultimate goal. And look, I've seen some channels. Like this is the one thing that, you know, some people have asked me, like, you know, what happened with that vlog thing from November, like, you know, with your thumbnails and like it just, you know, it's like what was up with that setup? And the whole reason for it was that I saw where YouTube was putting on just like random videos on my home feed that had nothing to do that I could tell, to the best of what I could tell, had nothing to do with the kind of stuff that I watched. They were just featuring random people on my homepage. So I was like, well, what happens if we make 30 videos, 30 days, where some of these thumbnails are imperfect? Some of them are just a frame of the video. Some of them might have one piece of text. Some of them might be contrasted a certain way. But what happens when you do it that way and you don't do the normal YouTube, like, you know, shocked face or whatever, and how does that perform? So we learned about that, and you know, it did not return huge like I thought it might. So it just tells me that going forward, if I'm going to do those kind of videos, the one for me kind of video, that I just need to take a little more particular with the thumbnail, just a little bit, dial it in a little bit, and put it out there. So that's what I think you can expect, at least guaranteed for the first half of the year, as I start to like ramp up, get into the flow, figure out what the upload schedule looks like. You know, is it the one for them, one for me, and a podcast? Is that three uploads a week? Or is it more like podcast pretty much every week? That's my goal. And then like the one for them 1 week, then the one for me the other week. I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet, and I'm not committing to anything yet. I just need to figure out how it's all going to shake out. So that is YouTube. And then the goal, the bonus goal to get me to my next bigger step, is to try to record 5 travel videos this year and put them on this channel and see what happens and see if we can make a go of it. Do I expect that in 5 videos it's going to gather all the steam and sweep me off my feet and do something amazing? No, but what I'm looking for is, how do people respond? Do they connect with it? I'm not looking necessarily at metrics of numbers, but more or less, how do people vibe with it? How do I vibe with it? And do I think it's something that I can turn into something huge? So that will be the ultimate question. So that is YouTube. That is most of what, you know, this podcast is going to be about this week. Other than YouTube, I do want to try to still take some concert photos. It's not my tippy top priority necessarily, just because of how hard it is to get into some of these shows. But what I did do, I did reach out to some different press inquiries. I explained who I am, what I'm trying to do, and just to see if I could get a chance. So there is, I think, 3 shows. I won't say who yet. There are 3 shows that are not, you know, they're like big shows that I applied official press. And we'll see if out of any of those 3, if I can get any of them. I am adding that to this podcast. I'm documenting that so that by April or May, we can look back and see if I actually shot any of those shows. Stay tuned. And that is pretty much it. I'm getting ready to go to Florida. By the time you hear this, I don't think I'm in Florida yet. No, probably not, but I'm going out of Florida. The Bubba Army annual royalty party. And I'm very excited to go down there and hang out with everybody at the great Bubba Army family. I am still planning to do some stuff with them. As I said in my last podcast, if they get a official job opening, cool. I'd love to join the team in an official capacity. If not, I'm still cool with doing a couple of videos here and there and going down and hanging out with those guys. So either way that shakes out, I'm happy to do it. Love the show. And those are pretty much my plans, and I'm really intentionally keeping it kind of like tight this year. Like, I don't want to have like 30 different things going on at once, right? YouTube is my number one priority this year. Number one. 1A to that is I want to do some more vertical short form stuff of my own. I've done it for others. I've generated tens of millions of views. I want to really work on adding some of my own and seeing what we can do with them. See if we can take them from where they're at now, where they typically get from like anywhere from 5 to 800 views, and see if we can get them up and make that interest there. So that is a side quest goal of this year, but I'm keeping it very simple. YouTube is my full priority, and then of course some concert photography and doing the Bubba stuff as well, and that is pretty much it. So back over to you. Before you click off this video, did you hit the like button? Please help me. Thank you. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. Please hit the bell, notifications all. Now speaking to you and you being the audio only podcast people, over to all of you. Hit the comments on YouTube or on Spotify. Hit the Q&A. What are your plans for this year? What are some of the things you're looking to do? Are you hyped about it? Are you pumped? Do you feel like you will commit and actually do them? These are the kind of things I want to know. Let me know. And if you made it this far, of course, you know you're one of my real ones. I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Hit the bell. And I will see you on the next pod. I'll talk to you, see you on the next podcast. I'm still figuring this out. Give me a break. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here. Have a good one.